From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. Feel the funk this Friday night with the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra at the Salem Civic Center for the first Pops concert of the new season. The Boogie Wonder Band teams up with the RSO for a night of disco favorites. Boogie Cindy plays bass for the Boogie Wonder Band.
What we kept in mind was let's go for the song that had the best orchestral arrangement. We went for like the Donna Summer, the Barry White, ABBA, the song like I Will Survive or Disco Inferno. They have like arrangement of the orchestra is phenomenal. And that's what it was. It was recorded like that back in the days. There is no tracks. It's all live.
Opening this Thursday at Showtime is Community Theater in Roanoke and running through October 19th, the musical Monster Songs, sort of a pop rock concert with monsters telling their stories. Jamie Stewart is an actor in Monster Songs.
A kid has found a book about all these different monsters. Monsters from folklore, monsters from movies, monsters from mythology. They're reading the stories about the monsters, and as they read it, the monsters come to life and tell their story from their own point of view.
It's the last week for Million Dollar Quartet, the musical at Mill Mountain Theater this Wednesday through Sunday. Next Thursday, October 16th, is opening night for The Play That Goes Wrong at Attic Productions in Fincastle, a comedy described as a riotous farce where a drama about murder and mystery turns into total mayhem. The Play That Goes Wrong runs through October 26th. Kerry Williams directs it at Attic Productions.
Even the director ends up having to step into a role because there's a missing actor. We even have a pre-show, so if you get there a half hour early, there's going to be some antics.
At Virginia Tech Center for the Arts next Tuesday night, Ballet BC from Canada presents a work set to music from Ravel's Bolero. Jack Brown's Renaissance Fair Festival on Market Street in downtown Roanoke this Sunday from noon to 6 p.m., live Celtic bands, local artisan vendors, food, mead, brews, simulated sword fights, and more. Costumes are encouraged. Tickets are $10 for adults. Next weekend, October 17th through the 19th, GoFest is back in downtown Roanoke. The Go Outside Festival features plenty of live music. Ricky Skaggs at Jefferson Center this Friday, Latin Soul at Jeff Center on Saturday. The Spot on Kirk's Bourbon, Bubbly and Brew fundraiser is this Saturday at the Science Museum of Western Virginia. John Pence is the Spot's venue manager.
This is our fourth annual fundraiser, and it's crucial to keeping our doors open. Jordan Harmon will be playing in there as well, and we also have Dylan Dent playing music.
At the Eleanor D. Wilson Museum on the Hollins University campus, White Zinnia, a new dance work by Penelope Free, a Hollins professor, with inspiration drawn from artwork and characteristics from Ainsley Free, her mother, whose works are part of the White Zinnia Project. There's an opening night reception and performance this Thursday night at 6, with more performances running through October 26th.
It is both an art installation of my mother's work, but also I have a performance component that has its own installation, kind of inside of her installation.
And the Jared Stout Band plays at the Dog Bowl in Roanoke this Saturday. That's on the Black Dog Salvage campus in a concert benefiting the Carilion Foundation. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, this is Sandra Meitaler, Executive and Artistic Director of Roanoke Ballet Theatre. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. Roanoke Ballet Theatre features a professional company and ballet school and is dedicated to enrich the soul of the community through the beauty of dance. Learn more about us at roanokeballet.org.